This is Infants on Thrones.
Minisode.
It's Church House Rocky, a ship off the block from your favorite Church House Rock.
Hello, infant listeners. This is Randy, your favorite talking out of his ass, atheist blowhard with a heart. This edition of Church House Rock is one that is close to my heart, or some other vital organ that involves muscle tissue and blood. Now, I'm a Gen Xer, and I have many memories of eating my Honey Nut Cheerios while watching Saturday morning cartoons, when one of the Schoolhouse Rock clips came on instead of, I don't know, a Light Bright commercial.
You can make lots of pretty pictures with Light Bright from Hasbro.
But I know many of our listeners are either too young or too old to have had this uniquely late 70s to early 80s American childhood experience. The song we will parody here is called Figure Eight, a hauntingly sweet little ditty about dreams and arithmetic. Here's a clip.
Figure eight is double four. Figure four is half of eight. If you skate, you would be great. If you could make a figure eight, that's a circle that turns round upon itself. One times eight is eight.
Now, first and foremost, the credit for this idea has to go to an online commenter on our website known simply as Dave. Sorry, Dave, if that is your real name. You didn't give your full name for full credit, but maybe that's for a good reason, I don't know. Anyway, if anyone wants to read the original script written by Dave, go to the comments section of our website for the minisode Church House Rock Priesthood Power. We took that idea and reworked it just a little bit. I hope you enjoy little Randy trying to understand what is the appropriate way to manage his sacred temple.
When I was eight, age four plus four, baptism interview, bishop shut the door.
Son, if you skate upon thin ice, then you'll hurt Jesus, and that's not nice. What I'm saying is, after you're baptized, don't ever touch yourself.
I look straight down to the floor. You mean I can't do that no more?
But, my dear boy, you're only eight. So let's make this clear. Don't obfuscate. Just how many times have you touched yourself before?
One times eight is eight. Two times eight is 16. Three times eight is 24. Four times eight is 32. And five times eight is 40, you know.
Hang on, so you've done this about 40 times?
Six times eight is 48. 7 times 8 is 56. 8 times 8 is 64. 9 times 8 is 72. And 10 times 8 is 80. That's true.
Oh, wait a minute. I was talking about when you eventually hit puberty, little
Randy. 11 times 8 is 88. 12 times 8 is 96. I just love to get off on these cool new tricks, cause 12 times 8 is the same as 10 times 8 plus 2 times 8. 80 plus 16 is 96.
I just hope you haven't done this with anyone else or with your pets. You haven't, have you?
1 times 8 is 8.
Oh, dear mother of God.
2 times 8 is 16. No. 3 times 8 is 24.
Oh, great.
4 times 8 is 32. 5 times 8 is 40, you know.
Oh, little Randy, you know we've got some definite work to do.
Oh, Bishop dear, what does this mean? When I get dunked, will I still be clean? I didn't know that this was bad. It just felt great. It felt so rad. How could something that doesn't hurt anyone at all and feel so good hurt Jesus and be so bad?
I've often wondered that very thing myself. Oops, I did it again.
Hey, Bishop, maybe this is what makes those heavenly gates so pearly.
That's enough.
Hi, this is Hannah from Brisbane, Australia, and I've been off my mission for 16 months now. That's about 10 transfers. And officially resigned from the church for 5 months. That's almost 4 transfers. So I've been out long enough to start training other eczemalists if I'm lucky. Eczema Handbook Lesson Number 1. There is nothing better than a cold pear cider at the end of a long day. Pear cider also goes perfectly with an episode of Infants on Thrones. Don't forget your buddy for comp study. You can pray and ponder about this episode, then comment on it at infantsonthrones.com. And if you really like what you hear, give the Quorum a 5-star rating and write a short review on iTunes. I will, as soon as I'm done with this cider. Anybody for the closing prayer?
Thank you for listening to Infants on Thrones.
Infants on Thrones.